Today we say hello to our listeners on KMEM in Memphis, Missouri. They know a cafe where you can find great food for about 65 years now. The story of the family who began the place and what you'll find hanging from the ceiling is this edition of The American Countryside. Harvest is complete and many corn producers are already thinking about next year's crop. AgriGold knows farmers want high yields, advanced genetics, and proven traits, but it's pointless if you can't match the proper hybrid to your field. AgriGold simplifies the process and helps you find the perfect match for your corn acres. The giant, regional, and limited series hybrids have proven results, and there are options to fit every field. AgriGold's global breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists will help you grow more corn on every acre. Contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333. Or visit agrigold.com.
This holiday season, don't forget to stop by our online store at americancountryside.com. There you'll find Andrew's award-winning books like The Man Who Was President for a Day, Where Does Lost Luggage Go?, and Making Mountains Out of Molehills. We'll even personalize them for gifts, and there's always free shipping at americancountryside.com. While you're there, take a listen to some of your favorite American Countryside features and browse the scenic route, the new expanded version of the American Countryside. Give a slice of Americana this Christmas. Log on at AmericanCountryside.com.
Zelda Keith graduated high school at the age of 16. She needed a job and went to Keith's Cafe in Memphis, Missouri. Everett Keith hired her.
When he was in the Navy, he was an aircraft mechanic, but he always wanted to cook, and his folks lived here. And he decided to come back to Memphis when he got out of the service and start him a restaurant.
She worked at the cafe for 2 years and suddenly found herself a part owner.
I turned 18 in December and I was going to go back to work for him when they reopened the first day of January of 51. And he asked me why we didn't get married and be in the restaurant together, and we'd never ever gone together. But I agreed and we got married on the 30th of January of 51.
They didn't take a honeymoon. They just went back to work at the restaurant.
Always open at 11 of the morning till 9 at night. Well, Thursday night, we quit in the afternoon. We had one Thursday night off.
They stuck to that seven-day-a-week schedule for many years, then decided they needed to spend more time with their kids, so they closed the month of January to travel with them. The cafe has always been known for great food. It's also become known for its coffee cups.
And he'd go, he'd find a cup, and then he'd put it up there on the wall, and then he'd cup, and then somebody might bring him one. And he just kept going and going, and the more, and he'd go to cups till now we've ended up with about 5,000 in here.
Those cups adorn the ceilings and walls, 5,000 of them. Zelda has now retired from the business, but the cafe is still operating and is a well-known location in Northeast Missouri. Traveling the countryside in Memphis, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.